Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's time for your Tuesday edition of Perfect 10. As always, I'm here with questions, puzzles, and brain teasers to educate, to entertain, and to irritate the life out of you. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes is all it takes. To make sure you don't miss a single quiz this week, please subscribe, follow, and like to get every episode as soon as they drop. Now, today is the 26th of March, and it was on this day in 1944 that the American singer Diana Ross was born. Diana Ross first had success as the lead singer of the incredible group The Supremes, before having a number of huge solo hits, including Upside Down, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, and Chain Reaction. Will today's quiz make you feel upside down? Well, it's time to find out, because here come your questions for today's Perfect 10. We call question one your starter for a Perfect 10, as it is your first chance to bag a point today. Which of these Bond movies was released first? Was it Die Another Day or No Time to Die? It's a 50-50 on this one, so even if you don't think you know, it's still worth a guess. Ears at the ready for question two, and it's time for clues in the news. You're about to hear a fictional news report that's actually the description of a 1986 UK top 10 single. What is the name of that single?
Coming up next, a diner employee called Gina tells us about the money struggles she is experiencing with her loving dock worker partner, Tommy.
We'll use the clues in that news to find the famous song. We call question three Carol Lateral Thinking, and today it's a wordy one. Which word comes after the word blue, B-L-U-E, and before the word landing to make two new phrases? Think about those words, figure out the answer, please. It's question four, and time to test your memory. Listen to this clip. Retain as much information as you can, and then I'll ask you a question. Today, we're going on a pub crawl.
Okay, everybody, here's the route for tonight's pub crawl. We're meeting tonight at 7:30 at the White Horse. It's the oldest pub in the area, as it was first opened in 1897. We should have time for a couple of pints there before moving on at 8:15 to the Fox and Hound. They have a snooker table there, so hopefully we'll have time to play a game or two. Our third pub of the evening is the Prince of Wales. I think it's their pub quiz night, so we might be able to play along with some of the questions. At 10, we're going to the Bull until last orders, and then we can finish off at Chicago Nightclub, where it's 2-for-1 on cocktails all night.
Well, hopefully you were paying attention to the pub crawl, as here comes your question. What is the name of the third pub that they were going to? Have a think back and see if you can remember the name of the third pub. We're almost halfway through today's questions. How are you doing? Maybe you're heading towards a perfect 10 score. Keep going. Today could be the day. Our next three questions are what we call the three Fs: frivolous, familiar, and fun. So here's question five, and time for some sport. Rebecca Adlington and Adam Peaty have both won Olympic gold medals in which sport? Can you name the sport for a point? Here's question six. The Sesame Street character Elmo is predominantly which colour? I think a lot of you will get that one. What colour was Elmo? Question seven now. Complete this famous British advertising slogan. I'd rather have a bowl of what? Do you remember the adverts? I'd rather have a bowl of what? Right then. Question eight, two in, two out, where you have to swap two letters in a word to make a new word. Here we go. Which two letters can you change in the word strings, strings, to make another word for unusual? Have a think and see if you can figure it out. Question 9 is Two Clues Tuesday, and we call it I know this. Which answer is linked by these two clues? A celebrity magazine and a UK number one single by Adele. What's the answer that links those two clues? And here we are already at question 10, the final question of the day, and it is, of course, an anagram. Here it comes. Which Marvel film is an anagram of the carb plank? The, T-H-E, carb, C-A-R-B, plank, P-L-A-N-K. Shuffle those letters. Find that Marvel movie for me, please. And that is today's Perfect 10. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions. They'll download automatically. And if you're looking for even more puzzles and riddles, a lot of them visual, head on over, please, too, at Perfect 10 Carol on Facebook, Insta and TikTok, where you can join the rest of us in the Perfect 10 family. And if you're looking for even more questions to educate, entertain and irritate you, why not check out our Perfect 10 quiz book, which is out now. So, 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score? Here come the answers.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Question 1 was all about a very famous super spy. Which of these Bond movies was released first? Die Another Day or No Time to Die? And the answer is Die Another Day, which was released in 2002 and starred Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. No Time to Die starred Daniel Craig, and that was released 19 years later in 2021. Question 2 was Clues in the News, and I was looking for the title of a 1986 UK top 10 single hidden in this fictional bulletin.
Coming up next, a diner employee called Gina tells us about the money struggles she is experiencing with her loving dock worker partner, Tommy.
What was the name of the single? The answer, it was Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. Question 3 was a very wordy Carol Lateral Thinking. Which word comes after blue and before landing to make two new phrases? And the word I was looking for was moon, M-O-O-N, moon, because we can have a blue moon and also we had a moon landing. As always, question 4 was our memory question, and today we were on a pub crawl. I then asked you, what is the name of the third pub they're going to? And the answer is, the pub was called the Prince of Wales. Well, I hope they had a good time. I'm sure they did. We moved into our three Fs, and question 5 was all about medal-winning Olympians. Rebecca Adlington and Adam Peaty have both won Olympic gold medals in which sport? And the answer was swimming. They're both magnificent. Question 6 was about a childhood classic. The Sesame Street character Elmo is predominantly which colour? Oh, Elmo, of course, is red. Although Elmo is possibly Sesame Street's most popular character, he didn't make his first appearance until the show's 11th season. Question 7, I asked you, complete this famous British advertising slogan. I'd rather have a bowl of what? And the answer is, I'd rather have a bowl of Coco Pops. This slogan was in a number of animated adverts which featured the character Coco the monkey and his animal friends Shorty the giraffe, Osmelda the ostrich, Alan the anteater, and Crafty Croc. Question 8 was, of course, two in, two out. I asked you, which two letters can you change in the word strings to make another word for unusual? Change the I to an A and the second letter S to an E, and you get the word strange, strange. Question 9 was, I know this. Which answer is linked by these two clues, a celebrity magazine and a UK number one single by Adele? And the answer is Hello, which of course is a celebrity magazine. And it is the question Adele asked in that UK number one single, Hello. Very well done if you figured that out. And finally, question 10 was our anagram. Which Marvel movie is an anagram of the carb plank? And the answer is Black Panther. Well done for a point. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10 today? If not, really don't worry. There's always another chance tomorrow. And every day, remember, spent with us on Perfect 10 is a day where you've given your mind a workout. So well done for giving it a go. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the podcast to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. I'll be back tomorrow for a whole new day of questions to educate, to entertain, and of course, to irritate the life out of you. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.